Hot 105 returning to us. We have Chandra Russell from Rays of Fortitude. Welcome back to Hot 105. How are you doing today?
Great, Rodney.
You have an empowerment organization. Tell us about Rays of Fortitude.
Rays of Fortitude is a lupus awareness initiative that I started 10 years ago to educate and lend support to those that have lupus and to create awareness for a disease that a lot of people don't know a whole lot about.
Tell us, what is lupus?
Lupus is an autoimmune inflammatory disease that affects various parts of your body. Mostly your joints, your blood, and your kidneys are affected by lupus.
You have a fundraiser happening on Saturday, May 14th.
Yes, we have our 6th annual Bowl for a Cure for Lupus. On this day, we're going to have some fun. We're going to raise awareness. We have teams that will be competing for our Purple Bowling Pin Trophy. We're going to spread awareness as well as raise funds for lupus research.
Fun day. And where are you going to have this bowling event?
That Spares in Davie. The address is 5325 South University Drive. The event starts at 5 p.m.
Now, how big will these bowling teams be and what's the cost?
Each team can have up to 5 people and it's $250 per team to register, or just $50 per person. If you don't have a team, there are others there that you can bowl with. I can be contacted via email at info@raiseoffortitudeforlupus.org or by phone 786-374-6272. 786-374-6272.
People that are impacted by lupus, how do you help them with Rays of Fortitude throughout the year? What kind of activities do you do?
Various activities, and we do offer a lot of support and mentoring. Being that I am a 22-year lupus survivor, I have a lot of knowledge that I've learned over my time to share with others. And more information can be found on our website at raiseoffortitudeforlupus.org.
And what time do you start?
5 p.m.
From Rays of Fortitude, it's Bowl for a Cure happening this Saturday at Spears in Davie, 5325 University Drive, Davie, Florida. And we're speaking to Chandra Russell. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rodney.